Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Tweet at DriveTime RTE.
Now, who could forget the controversy earlier this year over the use of so-called calculated grades for Leaving Cert students? Well, now, this year's exam students say that they're being subjected to monthly and sometimes even weekly exams because their teachers want to prepare for the possibility that they too might be unable to sit exams, and the teachers will be asked again to assign grades based on continuous assessment. Speaking to an Oireachtas committee earlier today, the Irish Second Level Students' Union warned that irreversible mental health problems and burnout will be the result unless the constant exams stop. Well, that union's president, Reuben Murray, joins me now on the line. Reuben, you might remind us what the government has said to date about next year's state exams.
Thank you very much, Sarah. The government has made clear their intention to have corporeal written exams for the 2021 state exams and Leaving Cert and Junior Cert. The reason that we're seeing over-assessment is because this was said the exact same last year. I believe the quote was, by hook or by crook, we will have the Leaving Cert. Mm. Now, the issue here is that there has been no clear contingency plan laid out to schools. Simple questions like, what happens if there's a COVID-19 case in a school during the exams? These questions aren't answered. Teachers and students want to protect themselves. So what we've seen is that there is a lot of continuous assessment after happening. But it's over-assessment, where we're seeing it week to week, month to month, where students feel they have to hit the absolute peak. If you want, like, they have to sprint a marathon all the way, because where these exams would have once been a way to help them learn, to help them improve, now each one can have a direct impact on what your Leaving Cert grade would be in their mind. So what we need is very clearly stated, is calculated grades on the table? Or is it not?
Okay, I can imagine that's very stressful. Even the uncertainty around it, as you said, do you need to put in all your effort into this exam? Is it going to go into the Leaving Cert, or is this, as you say, a learning opportunity? What are you hearing from exam students then about the impact that this is having on their school experience so far this year, this term?
Oh, it's creating a very high level of anxiety on a constant basis, because there's always an exam, another class test or another exam coming. In some cases, we have students who are just really burnt out and, you know, their mental health is really suffering and they just can't cope when it comes to a week. And in other cases, more drastic ones, we're getting reports where students are avoiding going to a particular class or staying out of school for a particular day because they know that there is a test or class exam coming up they're not going to perform well in. And so that's like the drastic end that we don't want to see happening, but that we are getting reports of happening in schools. And also to add there, we had a survey of 9,538 students, and of the 6 years that actually answered the exam, 58%, nearly 60%, noted that they had additional exams in the event of calculated grades were used again. So this isn't an isolated incident. It's across schools in Ireland, and we're hearing it from other stakeholders too.
Yeah, and indeed, we have a text here from a listener, Maeve, who says, my daughter in Leaving Cert seems to be going from one test to the next since September. It's completely relentless. As a girl who's generally calm and together, she's now slowly, surely burning out. There's only a limited amount of amateur psychology I can impart to her in order to help her. But to be honest, I'm running out of road. It's very tough for her, and I dare say other parents and siblings, says Maeve. So in terms of where it's going from here, what action would you like to see at this point, Reuben, from the Department of Education?
Well, first, there's two things that need it. First, the department needs to show leadership here in releasing a circular or a document to teachers and principals saying you need to stop over-assessing students. That's the first step. Relentless is the perfect word to describe it, because it's really hard and draining on students. The next step is that we need to, with that, provide clear and definitive clarity on what is a possibility for the exams. We need to answer these fundamental questions for students, because that's the reason. The department has never indicated if calculated grades will be used, but they haven't indicated otherwise. And so teachers and students are deferring that themselves and making assumptions. We need to lift this cloud of guesswork, assumptions and uncertainties, and that's where we need to move, and we need to move towards it now. And to this parent who wrote in, I just want to say, this is something the ISSU is at the forefront. It's something that we have made quite clear. It was the flagship policy in our meeting with the Committee on Education today, and it's something we're really trying to make an effort on.
And maybe some good news for you, Reuben. We've just got a statement in from the Department of Education. The Minister for Education, Norma Foley, has stated publicly that her firm intention is for the conventional Leaving Certificate examinations to be held in 2021 with the appropriate public health and contingency measures in place. Is that good enough?
Well, see, that's not going to solve over-assessment. What we need from the department is saying over-assess that one, teachers and principals need to stop over-assessing. That's two.
Okay.
But it's what's made clear is intention. And I understand we need to form the contingency plans. We've actually been invited to take part of the advisory group. And so the key part of that is we need to communicate those plans as soon as we are able in a clear and open, transparent way.
Right.
And that's the point to be here made. Saying a statement like that is not going to solve this issue.
Thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's the president of the Irish Second Level Students Union, Reuben Murray.